And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM, and also going out to our friends coming out of Kirikiriroa in Hamilton and the Tron there, Free FM on 89.0, and a beautiful day out here in Whanganui, a beautiful summer's day, very hot in the sun. And wherever and however you're tuning in, I hope you enjoy the show. Later on, we're going to be talking about... which hasn't got much mainstream media sort of coverage in this neck of the woods, but the farmer protests that are happening over in Europe. So I've been doing a bit of research, and we'll try and bring you sort of the main points and the different views various people have. But anyway, I hope you enjoy the show. Of course, before that, I'll do some news, some weather, and some gardening to-dos, things like that. And I hope you enjoyed your Waitangi Day yesterday. And I'm going to start the show before I start the news with... the power of equality. Well, the Chilis.
American
All right, there we are, folks. That was the Red Hot Chili Peppers there with Power of Equality. And now I'm going to play another song, then I'll do some headlines, actually. So the next one I'm going to play is a very old song by Lead Belly called CC Rider.
Put your man out of door, yeah, see me coming, put your man out of door, see me coming, put your man out of door, hey, 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 I see right on, I see what you done done, Lord, see right on. See what you done done. See, see right off. See what you done done. Hey, 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 hey. And a territory, Lord, walk to the nation, and it is so. Walk to the nation, and it is so. Hey, 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 hey. I tried to find a nigger I knew. I tried to find a nigger I know. I tried to find a nigger I know. Hey, 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 hey. If I was a catfish swimming in the deep blue sea, Lord, I was a catfish swimming in the deep blue sea. I was a catfish swimming in the deep blue sea. Hey, 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 hey. What you got on your mind? Look at your baby. What you got on your mind? Look at your baby. What you got on your mind? Hey, 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 hey. Trying to fool a man of mine, Lord. Trying to fool a man of mine. Trying to fool. I'm a fool of man of mine. Hey, 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 hey.
Right, folks, there we are. That was Lead Belly there with a beautiful old blues song called CC Rider, playing it there on his 12 string. Now we'll do some Primary Sector headlines here on the Over the Fence show. And a new project is underway to save more New Zealand seabirds, such as the Antipodean albatross, from becoming victim to longline fishing boats. The Southern Seabirds Trust and Department of Conservation are working to create a seabird safe longline fishing toolkit that will be given to international fishing boats. Trust Governor Janice Molly said New Zealand was moving towards 100% monitoring of its fishing fleet, which was positive. However, international boats that fish outside the country's exclusive economic zone were not covered by New Zealand's laws, and that was where the birds were getting into trouble, she says. She adds, the reason we started this project is because of the Antipodean albatross, which is in real strife. Breeds in the Antipodes Islands, which are nearly 750 k's southeast of Dunedin. At least they're doing something about it. How many they make for life birds? I'll just pick out another thing here. Yeah, there's. If nothing's done, they expect it. The modelling shows that they might be extinct by 2050. So let's hope that works out for all concerned. That one. All right, what else can I bring you? This one here. The biggest driver affecting land use in Aotearoa in the next decade has been ranked by 280 leaders from agribusiness, government and Māori business. Climate change, extreme weather events and water quality were chosen by the participants as the biggest challenges are likely to affect agriculture. The research was funded by Our Land and Water National Science Challenges. And the research lead, Timothy Driver of Agribusiness and Economics Research Department at Lincoln University, said this year's survey showed Cyclone Gabrielle and other recent weather events were front of mind for many in the primary sector due to their impact, costing an estimated $2 billion in damage to the food and fibre sector. And he adds, this research captures the zeitgeist of the New Zealand primary sector very well. And we've had significant and world domestic events captured, particularly the unprompted part. That part reveals quite prominently what's on the mind of those working in primary production. And the results showed that nearly all respondents cited climate change and extreme weather events as major domestic concerns, followed closely by water quality and agricultural policy. So not unexpected, I guess, that one. And again, it's a bit politi, but anyways, a $1 million lobbying campaign to persuade the government to restart live animal exports has been launched by key players in the ag industry. The previous Labor government announced a ban on live animal exports by sea in 2021, which came into effect in April last year. And the new government intends to change course with the coalition agreement saying it will reverse the recent ban on live animal exports while ensuring the highest standard of animal welfare. Livestock Export New Zealand says without a major lobbying campaign and a PR pitch to allay public concern about animal welfare standards, the government's pledge could stall or even fail. So, I spent $1 million trying to convince you and me and the government that it's a good thing to start back up again. And Māori kiwifruit growers have received nearly $1 million in government funding to help increase their exports to the lucrative fruit. The advocacy group, with 42 members, mostly in the Bay of Plenty, will receive $975,000 from the Ministry of Primary Industry Sustainable Food and Fibre Futures Fund over the next 3 years, topped up with a co-investment of $987,523. And the project aimed to increase the value of export earnings for growers while reaffirming Aotearoa's connections with Indigenous people around the world. It will build on a pilot collaboration with the country's main exporter, Zespri, which saw the partnership send three containers of Zespri-branded green and gold kiwi fruit to Hawaii last year. So, yep, that's it's interesting bit of news there. And, here we go, 3rd of February. Banking on seeds in Raglan, yes. An old vault in the Raglan Town Hall has found a new purpose, keeping seeds fresh for sharing among the local community. Seed Bank is part of community efforts to ensure cultivars sustainable for the local climate keep growing. People-to-people connections thrive and there's food security for all. From the vault, the seeds are put onto a specially made stand built out of scrap wood, which is wheeled out in the front steps of Town Hall. Yes, so here we are, the Raglan Seed Bank making the RNZ national news there. And, of course, that's the Aroha Seed Stand, which we talk about every week, which is out the front of the Town Hall here as I speak. So good on you, Tanya and Jasmine and Katie and all the crew over there doing their thing at the Pōrongaro Environment Centre. All right, now I'm going to play you another song, and I'll come back with the weather probably after this, and here's a bit of South African reggae for you. Lucky Dubai with Prisoner.
When I was policeman said to me, son, they won't build no schools anymore. All they build will be prison. They won't build no schools anymore. All they build will be prison. They won't build no schools anymore. All they build will be prison. 'Cause today, yeah, I am a prisoner. I am a prisoner. I'm a prisoner. Yeah.
There we are, folks. It was Lucky Dubai there with his song Prisoner. And it's weather time here now on the Over the Fence show. And the weather around Aotearoa and Australia is quite similar over the coming few days, with a lot of high pressure, especially south of Australia and tracking eastwards towards Aotearoa. However, the highs aren't very tall from north to south, which means cold fronts from the Southern Ocean will continue to sort of come up over both nations. South of Fiordland and Tasmania, we'll notice this the most, and Hawke's Bay and surrounds, there'll be some patchy wet weather in the days ahead. But for most of Aotearoa, it's going to be dominated by a lot of high pressure over the coming week or two, with many dry areas becoming even drier. There's also a tropical cyclone today in the South Pacific named Nat, and Cyclone Nat is heading towards Tahiti and Papeete. And is that going to come down here? Difficult to say, but that's kind of it. And there's basically, to either side of New Zealand, a couple of pretty big highs, and you can see the cyclone above and a few storms down south. So that's going to be pretty much what you see, is going to be pretty much what you get. So it's going to be pretty settled by the looks of things over the next week or so. And what can we expect here in Whangaroa and Waikato for the next few days? Well, today, tomorrow, pretty identical sort of forecast, 22, 23 degrees, 16 degrees at night. Light sort of southwesterly winds, a very small chance of a bit of rain. Friday is getting a bit cloudier, it's going to get up to 26 degrees. Saturday, expecting a bit of a shower, not much of a shower, but maybe a little bit, and that's going to be 25 degrees. Sunday is going to be cloudy and 21 degrees, so that's going to drop down a bit. And into next week, it's going to be, yeah, kind of cloudy, a little bit sunny, things like that, between like 22, 23, 25 degrees, something like that. And the rest of the week, nighttime temperature is going to be 16, then 17, 16, then 13 degrees on Sunday, and sort of like 14, 15 for the rest of the week from there. And the winds, yeah, southwesterly today, tomorrow, east northeasterly Friday, then northerly, then heading southwesterly, then south southwesterly Monday, and southwesterly on Tuesday. So pretty much southwesterly apart from a couple of days. And the humidity today is 74%. It is hot. All right, and the sun rose this morning at 6:41 in the morning, and will set this evening at 8:30 p.m. And the length of visible light is 14 hours and 48 minutes, and the actual day length is 13 hours and 49 minutes. And tomorrow will be 2 minutes and 8 seconds shorter than it is today. And the moon will rise at 2:42 in the morning, and will set at 6:36 p.m. And it is a waning crescent moon. Only 6% illuminated this evening. So there's a bit of water for you, weather for you, and so not a heap of rain. So we're going to be needing rain in another couple of weeks. It's been a great summer so far, hasn't it? You know, a good bit of rain and a bit hot in that as well, keeping everyone happy. So hope that continues. All right. Anyway, I'm going to play a song for you now by a Look Blue Go Purple called Cactus Cat.
Where the grey cactus grows.
Right, there we are, folks. Let's look a blue go purple there. Their song Cactus Cat. And it is Gardening's News Time here on the Over the Fence Show now. Whoops, what's happened here? All right, so we'll start. Once again, I've got two lists there. Slightly different, some of them similar, but we'll go through the both anyways and what you can plant. Right now is amaranth, dwarf beans, beetroot, Brussels sprouts, burdock, carrots, chives, collards, a cucumber, Florence fennel, kohlrabi, leeks, lettuce, mustard greens, onion, oregano, parsley, radish, rutabaga, salsify, shallots, silver beet, sweet corn, and turnip. And there's some things, and here's a few more. Alyssum basil, beetroot, blueberries, Brussels sprouts, carrots, chrysanthemum, cosmos, daffodils, daisies, delphiniums, dianthus, forget-me-nots, fuchsias, gerberas, hyacinths, impatiens, lavender, leeks, lettuce, marigold, mesclun, onions, pansiola, and parsley, and petunia, and radish, and rhubarb, and rocket, and silver beet, spinach, spring onions, and tulips. So there we are. Still plenty to keep you busy in the garden, isn't there, folks? So that's that, and I'm going to play for you another song. This one by the Straitjacket Fits called If I Were You.
Traveling you one on it my the way.
All right, folks, here we are. That was the Straitjacket Fits there for all you. And I'm just trying to get the, coming up soon, I'm going to be bringing you some news about the European farming protests and that are currently going on. They've been going on for a couple of weeks now, just to give you a bit of a thing of what it's all about. All right. And now I'm going to play for you a song by The Clean called Outside the Cage.
We'll be right back.
folks. There we are. That was Outside the Cage there by The Clean. And now I want to, I guess, give a little introductory thing to the farmer protests that are happening kind of all over Europe. And when I say all over, it's pretty widespread, like in France, Belgium, Germany, Greece, Portugal, Poland, and Spain. The Spanish farmers joined them sort of just today. And they're also, they've been blockading roads in and out of major cities and things like that, including Paris, with their tractors and things like that. And, you know, burning the occasional tire and things like that on the streets. And there's a number of reasons that I can sort of fathom anyway that, that it's all happening. They even blockaded the EU, sort of headquarters, in Brussels as well, a couple of days ago. And, there's a number of reasons here. I'll go through what I can see, but I guess, yeah, I'll go through these. The increasing costs is one of the, to produce stuff is one of the main reasons. Increasing cost of energy, fertilizer and transport, and that's a lot of that's to do with European Union sort of new regulations and things like that. And, of course, the Russian war in the Ukraine, as well as affecting those sort of things. And another reason seems to be the falling sales prices that the European farmers are getting for their produce, which has dropped, I think it's around about 9% since late 2022. And also that, yeah, heavy regulations, which is kind of, overbearing a lot of these other things as well from the EU. And another one is there's... those. So that's all happening in Europe, and there's a few more that I'll run through as well. But these ones equally, I feel like, affect farmers here in Aotearoa too. But I'll play a song, then I'll come back to those. And the song's going to be Street Charm with the song Insides.
Way to get away, just close.
folks. That was Street Chart there with their song Insides. And now I'm going to talk some more about the European farmer protests that are happening over there. A few more points that I can sort of pick out that what it's all about anyway. And one of those, which, like I said earlier, sort of is similar to what's happening over here, is powerful retailers like the supermarkets and things like that have a large sort of say over, you know, what farmers actually get for their produce, and it's kind of manipulating the market as well. And Manuel Zamudio, a 46-year-old farmer from Aranda in southern Spain, said large retailers are manipulating the market, and that politicians only care about the big chains, and we farmers have been sold out, he adds. So, yeah, that's one reason, and with the duopoly over here too, with the supermarkets and things like that, it's kind of relates to farmers here in Aotearoa too, but that's another one of the reasons I can see over there in Europe. Debt levels as well are pretty high amongst European farmers, as they are amongst Aotearoa's farmers. And climate change, of course, is affecting how much stock, I guess, and produce and things like can grow and does grow over there in Europe. And again, that's the same thing here. Like I was just reading out in the headlines earlier here in Aotearoa, and cheap foreign imports seems to be another major reason that's just flared up recently. Because the produce coming from the Ukraine going into Europe is way cheaper now, because the European Union sort of put a waiver in on the quotas and duties and things like that on Ukraine produce because of the war, right? And the European farmers are saying that, you know, it's an unfair sort of competition now the way it is like that. So which reminds me very much of the New Zealand pork industry as well, having the same kind of problems with, getting heavy, heavy regulations on the New Zealand pork farmers, whereas I think it's 60% of the bacon and ham that New Zealanders buy is from places like Poland and other places like that, where they've got way, way lower legislations and, you know, animal health, standards and things like that as well. So, yeah, that seems to be most of the reasons that I can sort of pick out anyway, or a few of them at least anyway, for the farmer protests over there in Europe, which has, you know, an effect on over here in Aotearoa and that as well. So I'll come back with more, I think, after this one by the Exploding Budgies called Hank Marvin.
Stone and the fire of the rain. Watch the world turn dark again.
What's my Daisy? There we are, folks. That was the Exploding Budgies there with their song called Hank Marvin. I hope you enjoyed that. And yeah, just having another flick through. Probably for me, one of the most interesting things I've noticed about the European farmer protests that have been happening is how they've been covered by the mainstream media, like places like Reuters and BBC and you know, the other big sort of news kind of agencies, and their sort of take on it's been, yeah, really interesting to see, actually, because they mostly just say, oh, it's farmers, you know, farmers versus people who want some action on the climate and stuff like that. But it's actually, it's way more than that. So, yeah, again, it just highlights for me how, some of the mainstream media twist and shape things in ways that they're actually not, and sort of, kind of almost misleading in a lot of ways. So, that's a bit of stuff about the European farming protests. And, yeah, like I say, just today the Spanish farmers joined them, and I'd imagine there's going to be a lot of unrest over there for quite a while. But I think the EU are already talking about changing a few little things that they, or not changing a few things they were going to change, or changing a few other things for the farmers. So it looks like they're having a bit of success with their protests over there, and I guess good luck to them. I hope it goes well for them. And all right, so it's that. And now I'm going to play for you a song by the Joy Division called No Love Lost.
Changing, wishing that this day won't last. To never see
All right, folks, here we are. That was Joy Division there with No Love Lost, and that's kind of it for the show today. And I've got a bunch of guests lined up to come on the show, so with a bit of luck, I can lay it all out over the next few weeks to bring you some interesting chats and things. So thank you for listening, everybody. And yes, do tune in next week once again from 12:30, or if you're live streaming it, well, you can look it up. These shows on the archives and things like that as well. And the show's also got, well, if you want to get a hold of me, I'll never say this, and I probably should. If you want to get a hold of me, if you go to Over the Fence Podcast on Facebook, you can leave a message there, and I'll get back to you probably. And then Over the Fence Radio Show at gmail.com is an email address as well. Or tune into raglanradio.com to find the replay to the show or in the archives and things like that. So have a great week out there, great week out there, folks, and enjoy yourselves, and I shall be back next week. Ka kite. Oh, I'm going to go out with a song, actually. The Great Unwashed, Neck of the Woods. Hope you enjoy it. Bye-bye, folks.